Jim Taylor back on the RFD Radio Network on this Monday morning. Well, the Illinois Corn Growers Association and Iowa Corn Growers Association took us on a barge tour Friday. The subject was the aging lock and dam system on the upper Mississippi River. Lock and Dam 15 in Rock Island was featured, built in 1934. It's suffering from a crumbling guide wall. Paul Rohde of the Midwest Waterways Council moderated the tour.
It's always a good day when you can spend a day on the Mississippi River, and we were able to do that Friday, and a lot of important information disseminated to a lot of important people, I'd say.
To me, the big highlight was to go through Lock 15 and see that process, understand a little bit what towboats and barges have to go through with this undersized and aging infrastructure. It's a vital piece of American agriculture, the transportation aspect of it, and river transportation specifically.
And up close and personal, the people, the decision makers, you had Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth was on this trip, and two Iowa congressmen were here as well. So they see firsthand the condition of Lock and Dam 15, which is not too good.
Yeah, Congressman Blum, Rod Blum, and Congressman Dave Lobsack from the 1st and 2nd districts of Iowa, they both have locks in their district. And, of course, Senator Baldwin, state of Illinois, has got a huge reach as far as locks and dams, three different rivers. So the ability to have them get out here on the river and see firsthand how the deckhands work, what we're talking about in Capitol Hill, but we're out here where it all, I would say the rubber hits the road, but let's say the steel hits the water.
U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth, it was a first-time experience being on a barge and locking through. She says she understands what's at stake.
It's about time we made serious investments in our nation's interstate commerce system. And I say that specifically interstate commerce because it's not just about the highways. It is not just about rail. It is not just about airports. It's also about riverways, waterways of the United States. I really look forward to applying what I've learned today in my job in Washington. I serve on just about every relevant transportation committee, and I did that on purpose when I got to the House, got to the Senate and was asked which committees I wanted to be on. So I'm on the Environment and Public Works Committee, as well as Science, Commerce, and Transportation. So whether it is transportation issues or on EPW, dealing with everything from environmental impact as well as waterways of the United States, I get to work with all of those decisions. And my goal is always to support economic development in everything from, going from Rock Island down to Cairo, Illinois, and to make sure that we have the adequate infrastructure.
And if you think Lock and Dam 15 is in poor shape, you should see the LaGrange Lock and Dam on the Illinois River near Meredosia. Not pretty, says Marty Heddle, chairman of the Inland Waterways Users Board.
Can you describe to our listening audience what the condition of the LaGrange Lock and Dam system is, or what it's been described as, and what is needed down there?
Absolutely, and that is the lowest lock on the Illinois River. It moves 26 million tons annually through that lock. And the best way I can describe it is embarrassing. It's virtually falling apart. This country's infrastructure should not look like Lock and Dam LaGrange looks right now. There are pieces of concrete that are falling off the wall into the lock chamber. It's embarrassing to sit there and say, this is part of our infrastructure.
And bringing the corn-producing juggernaut of Illinois and Iowa together is what really resonated with Wayne Humphreys of the Iowa Corn Growers Association.
Iowa and Illinois are recognized around the world as agricultural powerhouses. Your producers in Illinois and we in Iowa have been in dozens of countries. I've been in 10 countries the last 4 years. And you don't have to explain where Iowa and Illinois are, and you don't have to explain that we can produce. The one question, though, that we routinely get, Jim, is can you deliver? And this river infrastructure is critical to our delivery promises that we make to people around the world.
And it's interesting when you talk about things that get closed. Now, if people in the Quad Cities hear Interstate 74 bridge is shut down, I mean, panic sets in, you know, chaos. But if you told them Lock and Dam 15 shuts down, the general public, they don't understand really what that means. That's kind of the message I got a little bit today.
You're exactly right. Railroads and bridges and roads and runways. I got marooned in Chicago last night and had to rent a car and drive home. So there's an alternative route. Mm-hmm. But if Lock 15 goes down, no one in Davenport knows about it until they read it in the newspaper or hear you broadcast it tomorrow morning, and their life pretty much goes on the same. But barges back up on both sides. Coal and liquefied natural gas and chemicals and fertilizers don't come up. Our grain products do not go down. Our manufactured products do not go down the river. And large chunks of economic opportunity are lost because of that. But it's essentially invisible to the general public. The legislators who are here today will tell you, they've told us, that in order to drum up support for this sort of infrastructure improvement, they have to hear about it continuously from their constituents. And so that's why we're here today, to explain how vitally important it is, and to bang on the drums to say that while this may be not the most visible project in the world, it is certainly one of the most critical.
And Rohde says that means funding for both operations and maintenance and new construction.
But the bottom line is, as Senator Duckworth said, it's baling wire and duct tape that they're working with. The issue of rehabilitation and the new construction that's been authorized now 10 years without any appropriations in the Navigation Ecosystem Sustainability Program, those are important.
With the Iowa and Illinois corn growers on the Mississippi River, I'm Jim Taylor for the RFD Radio Network.